Hey friends, it's Tuesday, and we're finishing out here in the next several days the book of Romans. And so chapter 11 is where we're at today. And just kind of the headings in some of our Bibles will say things like the remnant of Israel, engrafted branches, and all Israel will be saved. So let's look at this chapter. This can be difficult to understand if we don't know context and some historical aspects of early Christianity. So what I want to do today is just simplify this a little bit. Paul is making sure that the Gentiles, who are people who are not Jewish, that they don't begin to think that God has forever rejected the Jews or Israel, even though many of them have not yet accepted Jesus. And without being really specific as to how it's all going to work out, Paul tells the Romans, the Gentiles, that God is not finished with Israel. And there's a lot of debate when it comes to the part that says all Israel will be saved, because we know that in order to be saved, a relationship with Jesus is necessary. There are Jewish people out there today who are called Orthodox Jews, and Orthodox Jews do not accept Jesus as the Messiah even today. And there are other Jews today called Messianic Jews, Messianic having the word Messiah in it. And Messianic Jews are people who are culturally Jewish or Jewish by birth, and they have accepted the Messiah being Jesus. And so Messianic Jews are those Jewish people who uphold a lot of the tradition of Judaism, but yet accept Jesus as their Savior. So a lot of debate on what it means by all Israel being saved, because there is the whole big elephant in the corner of the room saying, what do they do about Jesus? We don't have time today to discuss that in depth, but the early church taught that God had rejected the Jews in favor of accepting the Gentile church. And this is because so many Jews rejected Jesus. And Paul uses this illustration, this heading, engrafted branches. So I just want to read this part to you. And as I'm reading it, I want you to think of the shoot, or the saplings we could think of as the, or the wild shoot, it may say, as being the Gentiles, okay? And then the tree, or the olive tree, being the Jews. And maybe this will kind of clarify some things. It says, again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? He's talking about the Jews. Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. So Israel, or the Jews, rejected Jesus, and so the message of Christ went to the Gentiles. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I am talking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry, in the hope that I might somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. He's talking about the Jewish people here. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. Now watch this. If some of the branches have been broken off, which is the Jewish people who have rejected Christ, and though you, a wild olive shoot, which means the Gentiles, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourselves to be superior to those other branches. So in other words, he's saying this, you were grafted in. You were grafted in. You being a wild shoot were grafted in to the olive tree, which represents the Jewish nation. You were grafted in. Some of the Jewish nation, some of those branches were broken off because they rejected Christ. So as you read this today, it's a really cool illustration of how he uses this, but he's talking about God bringing the message first to the Jews of Christ, to the Jews, and then to the Gentiles. He goes on towards the end of the chapter, and he is talking about this. He says, as far as the gospel is concerned, verse 28, they, which is the Jews, are enemies for your sake, but as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. Who were the patriarchs? They were the sons of Jacob, okay, Joseph being one of them. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable, just as you, the Gentiles, were at one time disobedient to God, have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience. So because the Jews were disobedient and rejected Jesus, the message got to the Gentiles. Then he says, so they, which is the Jews, have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. So all in all, to summarize this chapter, he is saying, listen, let's have some humility here. The Jewish people have shown a lack of humility and disobedience by rejecting Christ. But because they rejected Christ, the word of Christ, the message of Christ went to the Gentiles, and now because it's going to the Gentiles, this can draw the Jews back, hearing the news about Jesus and accepting it. So a lot to pick apart here in this chapter, but that's the general part of what it's saying here, that Jesus Christ came for both Jew and Gentile. And aren't we glad he came for the Gentiles? Because I'm not Jewish. So love you all. I hope that helps you as you read Romans 11 to understand it a little bit better. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for Romans 12.